Let me ask you to turn for a moment to Psalm 105. Psalm 105. Our time is moving on tonight, and I won't keep you long, but I do want to leave a couple of thoughts with you from this psalm. Psalm 105, let's read the first 8 verses. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and his judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. May the Lord bless his word to us tonight. What does it mean to live a spirit-filled life? What does it mean to be a consistent Christian, a follower of Christ Jesus? Well, I believe that these verses of this psalm tell us very clearly what that means. And the very first one is that there is a true spirit of thanksgiving in the heart of a child of God. We have heard that by these testimonies tonight. These people who have come from varied backgrounds, and yet they have come to thank and to praise and to worship God for bringing them out of darkness and into the light of life. And friend, if you're a believer tonight, that will mark your life, a true spirit of thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. We have so much to praise him for. As we consider what the Lord has done for us in 2013, as we were thinking this morning to challenge you to think again, the Lord is our shield. He is our everlasting reward. What else do we need in this life? There is for us, friends, every reason to praise God from the beginning of the day unto the end of the day, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Let our mouth be filled with praise. Let our hearts be overflowing with true, heartfelt thanksgiving unto our God. We will spend all eternity worshiping the Lord for what he has done for us, thanking him for delivering us from a lost eternity, placing our feet upon the rock, Jesus Christ, and putting in our heart a new song, an everlasting song, a song of praise. That is what God has done for us. Oh, let our hearts be filled with thanksgiving. That is the mark of a man, a woman, walking with God, a spirit-filled woman, a spirit-filled man. But you will notice it also says in verse 1, call upon his name. That is praying. Thanksgiving and a spirit of true prayer, calling upon the name of the Lord and making known his deeds among the people. We have been thinking much tonight about praising. And verse 2 says, sing unto the Lord, sing psalms unto him, and talk of all his wondrous works. There has been praise tonight, and there has been testimony. And that's what it is to live for God, a spirit of thankfulness, a true heart of prayer, and a mind that is filled with praise and the willingness to testify of what God has done for you in your life. But we're often closed mouth. We're often silenced by the fear of men, and we don't open our mouth to speak freely as we should of what the Lord has done for us. And the shame is upon our own hearts. The shame is upon our lives. Why should we fear the face of a man? May the Lord give us that holy boldness to speak for Him, to show the love of Christ, and to tell others of what He has done for us. We have received such bounty. How can we hide this? How can we keep it to ourselves? Let us talk of all His wondrous works, of thanksgiving, of prayer, of praise, of testimony. And look at verse 3, of heart worship. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Is your heart happy tonight? Or is your heart overwhelmed? The issues of life, the problems of family, the challenges of work, my, all these things would come upon our backs and would make us bend over so much that we're nearly touching the ground. Oh, friend, but let us lift our hearts and our praise unto Him, and to worship the Lord with true heart worship and internal rejoicing. Not something that is on the surface. Not something that is plastic or synthetic. No, we don't want that. We want a genuine walk with God, a genuine heart of praise. And that's what we are called to give unto God, the sacrifice of our heart praise. Is that what we do? Friend, is that what we do when we come to the house of God? Are we coming with a prepared soul, with a desire to sing unto Him with all our hearts? Men, women, young people, let us seek the Lord and let us worship Him with all of our souls, because the Lord is worthy of our praise. But you know, if prayer is a mark of the Spirit-filled person, look at verse 4. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. There's something more here than just prayer. It is persevering prayer. It is persistent prayer. It is laying hold upon God and seeking His face. And that perseverance of interceding with Him for the things that we have need of. Our brother Joachim was talking about getting through with God, of having something that was so important, so urgent, that he must seek the Lord. And he must continue to seek the Lord until he has the answer from God. And friend, it may be there's some dilemma in your life, some challenge that is so great, so broad, you cannot get over it. You don't know the answer. What do you do? Complain to a friend? Phone up someone and tell them of your problem? My, the answer is to get before God on your face and to seek Him for the answer. And as you do that, the Lord has promised He will hear and He will answer. He will come to our aid. He will come to our need. And here is the man of God, the Spirit-filled man, to seek Him with all the heart. Verse 5, it speaks about the need to remember, and the opposite, not to forget. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. There are two things in this verse. It speaks of His works and of His words. His works and His judgments. And so we are to have a remembrance of the works of God, both in creation of all we see, but more so in redemption of what He has done for us. And as we remember the works of God, we praise Him for His marvelous judgments, His word. They are precious to us. His word, as we hide it in our heart, as we hide it in our soul, we will not sin against Him. And the psalmist prayed that that would be so stamped upon his own mind, his own heart. And so, friend, let us take His truth, take His word to our soul, thank Him for His mercies and His kindness to us and all the great kindnesses the Lord has done for us in our lives. We are a blessed people. We are blessed more than we can say. Let that blessing, let that spirit of thanksgiving be contagious to those around us, that we will be marked as Spirit-filled people, people of thanksgiving, people of the book, we might acknowledge and thank God for His kindness and His mercy to us. Let's bow, please, in prayer. Dear Lord, we give thanks tonight for this time of praise, this time of hearing Thy gracious work in the lives of these people. And it's only just scratching the surface, Lord, because everyone who is a true child of God in this place has a testimony to give. And I pray that each one of us, Lord, would have that relationship with Thee deepened and broadened in our life. And as we thank Thee for what has happened in this year, so, O God, we look forward with anticipation. And we would make a resolve. We would make this determination that we will go on with Thee in this next year. Lord, we do not know. There are so many uncertainties. And things around us seem to be getting much darker and of iniquity increasing. Lord, we pray all the more reason why we need to be in close communion with Thee, to walk with Thee moment by moment, and to be these lights that shine in a very dark world. Lord, hear our prayers tonight. Bless us now, we pray. We ask in Jesus' worthy name. Amen.